This is the Morehouse College Glee Club. And this year, the Glee Club is celebrating its 100th anniversary. Tonight, the group of 60 young men from the historically black college in Atlanta, Georgia, will perform at New York's Lincoln Center, drawing from their diverse repertoire of spirituals, classic choral songs, and standards like this Norwegian folk song, Brothers Sing On. Terrence McKnight of member station WQXR in New York has this profile.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
From their arresting entrance, Morehouse College Glee Club concerts are marked by energy and dynamic subtleties. Their programs include classical choral music, a barbershop quartet, spirituals, arrangements, and always this song. This is the Nigerian carol that they perform at every full concert. In performance, some of the singers come off stage shouting into the audience, while African drums are center stage with the chorus behind them. This is their showstopper. They've been singing Betelehemu for almost 50 years. Morehouse College in Atlanta was founded in 1867, and it's the only all-male historically black college in the nation. And almost from the beginning, the Glee Club has been the school's official performing ambassadors. They've earned an international reputation through their annual national tours and have traveled through Europe, Africa, and the Caribbean.
I'm building me a home.
They're known for their focused stage presence and musical precision, a wide-ranging repertoire, their distinguished alumni, and for this music, which was recorded for Spike Lee's movie, School Days. Spike Lee is a graduate of the college.
This earthly house is gonna soon decay.
It's gonna soon decay.
And my soul gotta have.
And my soul.
Thousands of students have come through this Glee Club. I sang bass when I was a student there, as did former Secretary of Health Louis Sullivan. Martin Luther King Jr. was a tenor in the Glee Club. And at his funeral in 1968, the Glee Club sang for him. Singing at a brother's memorial, that's a long-standing Glee Club tradition. We call it closing ranks. And traditions are taken very seriously. David Morrow is the Glee Club's current director. He's only the third in the group's 100-year history. He took over when his teacher, Wendell Whalum, who had been there for 34 years, passed away in 1987. Dr. Morrow says that the Glee Club's strength has been its continuity.
The things that I feel are just a huge amount of happiness that I have some part in getting us to be 100 years old and feel successful in upholding the standards that were passed to me by my predecessors. I had some wonderful shoulders to stand on, and I'm hoping that whoever succeeds me will find my shoulders as strong.
Some of the standards that Dr. Morrow inherited and in turn teaches go beyond music. In Glee Club, we were taught that being on time meant being a few minutes early, and that our singing was a gift to the community. We were always reminded that some people in our audience may never have seen a group of black men in tuxedos. And so it was our duty to represent the highest standards of the college and of ourselves.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Former Secretary of Health Louis Sullivan attended this year's reunion.
The Glee Club is really like a fifth fraternity on campus. We travel together, we plan together. So this 100th anniversary is really a truly remarkable event.
The anniversary year officially began in February at the Glee Club's reunion. And speaking with past and current members, adjectives like commitment, brotherhood, and excellence still resonate in the organization. 2011 graduate James Grissom was the club's vice president. He says the Glee Club has made him ready for the next phase of his life.
Over the past 4 years, the music of the Glee Club, the ministry of the Glee Club, the discipline have all been characteristics that have built me as an individual and as a man. And this moment culminates all of that and is a reminder as a senior that as I move into the next phase of my life to take this discipline and this excellence that I've learned into every aspect of my life.
Tonight at Lincoln Center, the 60 singers of the Morehouse College Glee Club will continue their historic anniversary celebration with a concert in Lincoln Center's Avery Fisher Hall. For NPR News, I'm Terrence McKnight.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.